Sitting in with us now, we have two members of Northfield's Parks Board. We have David Vistendahl and Dale Gehring. Thank you so much for coming in today.
Yeah, thanks for inviting us, Jeff.
Thanks, Jeff.
Yeah, we're going to talk about the referendum that will be on the ballot for a new civic center, but it goes beyond that. And where you guys come in, it there's also a portion of some of those taxes that will go towards parks and rec. Can you, Dale, maybe you can explain what how this affects the Parks Board?
Well, it gives us a steady stream of funding and something we can count on, really, mm-hmm. that we haven't had for years and years now on the Park Board. So really today we want to talk about, the referendum, but it's more than just an ice arena.
Mm-hmm.
We, want to urge listeners to support this referendum, and it's very important. It's not, it's for not just our kids, but generations to come.
Let's talk about that funding. What part of... Now, there are several moving parts within the funding of this this bill. What is it that the half-percent sales tax? Is it the property tax? Is it overall 30%?
My understanding is that it is overall... is that right, your understanding?
Yeah, it is. It's a combination of both. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then there's also a motor vehicle tax surcharge or something.
Mm-hmm.
So it's combining, I think, three sources of funding.
Yep, it is. Yep.
All right.
And it should bring in about $194,000 a year for parks. We've got a tremendous amount of parkland in Northfield, but most of it's undeveloped. I mean, nothing. No trails, no nothing. And the only way we're going to get that done is to have a regular source of funding that we can count on from year to year.
Now, let's talk about historically the funding. You know, you go to any of these parks, and they do have things. There are things there, but I know I've been involved with a number of nonprofit organizations and such that give donations or band together to build something or donate something. Is that the most common way our parks are funded at this point?
Yeah, I mean, here we have to get creative to add amenities to parks. For instance, the skateboard park, most of that was private money, and then the city did help after private money was raised. Another example would be the Music Plaza at Way Park, that was private money from the Friends of Way Park, and then the Rotary, supplied a grant for that. So we haven't really been able to develop our parks or add amenities like we want because we just simply don't have any funding. So, yes, we've had to be a lot more creative than, for instance, a place like Faribault, who has more of a constant stream because of their commercial tax base.
Mm-hmm. Once again, Dale Gehring and David Vistendahl are with us, members of the Park Board. We're talking about the effect of the referendum would have on parks. David, you mentioned so many of our parks are not developed the way that the Park Board or probably a lot of citizens would like to see them developed, including we have the large park that's out on the southeast corner of town.
Yes, yeah, that's a good example. We've got a significant chunk of land there. I think it's 80 acres. And so far we've done very little with it because of lack of funding. We have citizens groups come to us all the time with ideas about what they'd like to see, that they would help support. But without a budget for it, it just goes nowhere. And our parks, Dale and I were invited to go on the Faribault Park Board tour of their parks last spring, and it was humbling, to say the least. Our two cities are really about the same size now. Faribault might still be a little larger. But, boy, their park system is developed. It's well-planned. They've got a full-time park staff. It's really something we need to shoot for.
Now, how did they discuss how their park system is funded? Is that through just a general tax?
Yeah, general budgeting. Mm-hmm. It's part of their budgeting every year. There's just more meat on the bone, more to work with there.
Mm-hmm. All right. From our standpoint, or from the standpoint of the Parks Board, where would this money go to playground equipment? Would it go to trails? Would it hire a park supervisor? Are there any plans? Does anybody have anything? I mean, that's kind of putting the cart before the horse. Yeah. I know that. But, you know, I guess if there's a wish list, what would we like to see?
I think all three of those things.
Right, right.
We need to have a parks head. We need to have someone in charge that helps develop the agenda and see it through.
Now, we used to have a Parks and Rec director. Now, the since then, the school district has taken over the recs part. Is that correct?
Yeah, it's okay. It's you know, not so unique, but different from what it was here in the past. And yeah, we, you know, the school and the recreation department, the park department, it's a collaboration for sure. And you know, there hasn't been a full-time park director or staff or park department here per se since 2003. So it, you know, it's not much has gotten done.
Mm-hmm. Can you point to some things that are, I guess I don't want to use the word eyesore, but are there things that you know, some glaring things that have not been done that some of this money would could take care of?
Well, we've talked about trail connectivity for, I've been on the park board 10 years, and that's always been our mantra, but we've done very little to connect anything but right. because of lack of money.
Right, and yeah, I mean, that's something I've been on for, I don't know, 9 years, been chair for four or five, I guess, but we've been talking about that forever. But, you know, another example would be Babcock Park, where the rodeo grounds are. You know, we want a master plan and develop that into a full-year venue. You know, we get feedback, oh, you know, the bleachers and the arena there just gets used one weekend a year. Well, no, we'd like to use it all year round. Well, it takes money.
Mm-hmm. Now, if this would go through and you do have some funding, would this open the door to some more, perhaps, grants that might be available? So many of those depend upon, are leveraged by participation in with a host city. Do you think that would open up a little bit?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, for example, to replace a complete playground, let's just say it costs, you know, roughly $150,000. Well, there's a lot of opportunity for matching funds out there. So if we had some dollars that we could, you know, put towards this, you know, we would just pay 50%.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, just give 75 and get 75 in grant. That would get us a long way ahead. But, you know, having a steady stream and predictable stream of income, we could actually, you know, our five-year plan would be full of things that we want to do.
And they might be one of the things that indicates how underfunded our parks is. In Faribault, they've got a full-time staff of four, not counting maintenance for the parks. That's just in the office. And one of them's a grant writer. And so Faribault gets a lot of grant money. They really have a well-run parks department. And we need to head in that direction.
All right. Once again, November the 6th is when this is going to be on the ballot. It's a Tuesday, so be sure to vote. Make yourself educate yourself on the situation and go ahead and vote. Is there anything else you'd like to mention about that while we have you here?
Yeah, you know, it's big picture. It's a lot more than an ice arena. It's really about everything that people enjoy in Northfield, green space, parks, etc. Not much has been done with regards to them in the last 20 years, and you know, we need to keep up.
And it's our opportunity to derive some income from tourism, because it is a sales tax, and that sales tax portion is going to be paid by tourists and visitors to the city, by college students. It's in some ways it's a broad-based tax. Generally, sales taxes are thought of as regressive. In this case, I think it's progressive, because it gives us a source of funding from people who might use our facilities but might not otherwise contribute to them.
All right, well put. If somebody would like more information, is this on the city's website? Can they get more?
It is. Yeah, it's not only on the city's website. It's Cannon River Civic Center has a website. You can Google that. Information in a lot of places on this one.
All right. All right. Well, thank you so much for coming in. We certainly appreciate it. We appreciate your service to the city with serving on the park board. And once again, thanks.
Thank you, Jeff.
All right, that's Dale Gehring and David Vistendahl from Northfield's Park Board. You're listening to 95.1, the 1, AM 1080, KYMN Northfield.